Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor pro, I know, you know. I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it.
I like black people.
Honey, honey, come ride.
I like that he does that.
Just ever. Just this.
What?
Just this.
Zach? Come on. Get back here. Oh, shit. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Wednesday show. Hump day. Oh, man. I'm feeling good. Getting the fuck out of here tonight. I'm going to Kalamazoo. It's warm in Kalamazoo right now, Shannon. Look up that the weather in Kalamazoo. Fucking going to the heat, going to the fucking sun, the sunshine. Finally getting the fuck out of this shitty fucking weather.
Read a book under a palm tree in Kalamazoo,
yeah.
Michigan.
What is going on? What? What? Kalamazoo's in Michigan?
Yeah.
I thought I was in Florida.
Have fun in my home state.
Is that where you're from?
I'm from
Michigan?
Detroit.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be in Detroit Friday, Saturday night.
Which venue?
The Independent Comedy Club.
Oh, you're doing the new one in Hamtramck.
Independent Comedy.
Yeah, that sounds like they book guys like me and Kurt.
Yeah. Then me.
Yeah, the shadow band list.
Shadow band.
I haven't been there yet. I've heard it's a cool room.
We have an incredible show planned today. I'm going to tell you right now, I am Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake Real Ass Dude, the artist formerly known as the Howard Stern of MMA Radio. Hashtag the show. So many different names. In fact, submit your names. Maybe I'll be choosing a new one. That's what I should do each year. I should choose a new name, possibly given to me by the fans. You know what? That's it. New fucking contest. This shit's about to get fucking crazy, baby boys. New contest. Send in your name. Why should this be my name? Why should we add this to my repertoire of names? Every year we're adding a new name picked by the fans. Holy
Please
fucking
be
shit.
Nice, though. Positive only.
No, you can say whatever you want. I'll tell you right now, Zach, I'm not that guy. I'm not going to shape people's opinions of me. You think I'm out there fucking, do you think I care? The meaner the better, that's what I say. But hey, look, you're probably not going to get chosen.
Yeah.
But we will read the funny ones as well. Choose the name wisely. If it sticks, baby boy, you are going to win. What is it? What should be the prize, Nate?
Let's go with a mug.
A free trip to Australia.
I mean, if you're paying,
round trip. A round trip.
No accommodations, but a plane ticket.
No accommodations.
No, we're not doing that. That's actually a good point. You know what? The mug will actually have the line with a little airplane from America to Australia. That's one of the prizes.
A mug commemorating your trip.
A mug commemorating your trip. And also, we're going to give you, we'll give you the Real Ass Podcast prize package. You get a mug, you get a t-shirt, you get a hoodie.
Okay.
And
they should probably get something that has your new name on it, I think. If they've picked your new name on the mug, Eric.
Ooh.
Don't you think?
The mug will say that you chose that name.
Say you chose and then the name.
No, say I chose the name, yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
All right.
That will be a god forever, dude.
That's pretty good.
And then they get to be a god forever in the fucking Real Ass Podcast world. Mm. So deal with it. Look, great show planned today. Zach D'Amico here, as always.
Feeling good, baby. How you doing, man?
I'm feeling really good. We have a really great show planned with two amazing guests, as always. Back, maybe fourth or fifth time in the show now. Regular at this point. Dave Landau joins the show.
Yes, hello.
What's
Thank
going on?
Thank you. Not much,
Why wouldn't
man.
We just put the camera on him? There it is.
There it is.
Very
Hi,
nice.
Everyone.
And very, very excited to have for the very first time on the show.
Yeah.
I've known this girl for a couple of years now. Very funny comedian from L.A. Or are you living in New York?
Oh, now? I'm in L.A.
You're in L.A.?
I'm living in L.A.
Heather Maroon. Yeah. Julie joins the
Hi,
show. What's
hello.
Going on, Heather?
Doing well. A longtime listener. Excited.
Do you listen to the show?
I no, listen to every episode.
Shut up.
You think I'm trolling you?
Yeah, I think you're trolling me.
No, I listen to every episode.
Give me something that only a listener of this show would know.
You're
oh, that the scam that Jew t-shirts don't exist.
You son of a bitch. Are you a fucking liar? Are you fucking kidding me?
What? And those are Nate's glasses, right? What?
Those t-shirts exist.
Okay.
Don't you fucking
trust me. All right. I'd like
one. We print our own t-shirts.
I'm a scammer.
Do you have a good
nickname
scam
for them?
That I'm going to give away.
For a t-shirt?
Ugh, no.
Some say there were 6 million of those shirts.
Listen to me.
Probably about 20,000,
30,000. Look up the scams. See if we have any scams to go today, because maybe we'll go. We do have some scams. Pull up the top three scams. Heather Maruli is going to give us a fucking dope-ass scam as well. Very happy to have her on the show. Heather, looking lovely as always. Is that is real fur you said as you walked in, that hat.
Oh, yeah. It's a headband that I bought it in Vermont this weekend.
Okay.
Well, that's just my lifestyle.
It's real fur. What type of fur is that?
It's rabbit.
Rabbit fur.
No-tail Davy Crockett.
Those are... rabbit.
They actually do like make a lot of stuff out of raccoon.
Don't they?
Though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is do people care about rabbit fur? Is it all furs?
I think it's a little verboten by some people. Mm. It doesn't matter to me.
Mm. Oh my god.
This is expensive. I'm going to wear it. I don't care.
Let him Google verboten.
Oh. Hold on. Oh, is he one?
Hold on.
He looks like Hunrus Thompson, but is, not a reader.
It is forbidden, especially back already. You're right. I agree.
Yeah.
They don't allow you to wear fur. I don't really care about animals at all. I say more fur, everyone. I like the look of fur. Fur's dope. In fact, Shannon, can you please look me up some sort of fur stuff for me? I don't need anything. Well, hold on. It's better to get it new because that means the animal is freshly killed, right?
Yeah. Not if you're a drug dealer.
Fur, I don't know about that.
If you're a drug dealer sitting ringside, though, you don't want to be wearing fur.
Why?
It's going to get you caught by the feds. That's what happened.
Oh, you think so? What was that?
That was the dude. What's the movie? You know the movie. Denzel Washington.
Oh.
American Gangster. That's how he went down.
Wait, because of fur?
Fur.
Front row boxing, though.
Front row boxing, and then his girl bought him like $5,000 in fur. And the feds were like, all right, I don't think you're
this is too much. Kid. Those animals have souls, too.
Exactly.
Get in the clink.
Get that blue heroin off the street.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. I have no problem with fur. It's just sort of expensive, right? How much was that hat?
It's a headband. It was $100.
Heather, you're also 6'7", so there's no way I can see the top of your head. I would have to get a fucking ladder.
I'm not 6'7".
It's a headband for you.
I'm 5'11".
You're
much taller.
Yeah, that's
than
a tube top.
Fucking shit,
you're
man.
Much taller than me. That was, early. That's Zach. A Zack Attack?
That
I don't
was
know
a Zack
that.
Attack.
That
wasn't
that
fucking
good.
That was pretty
Come
good.
Lewis.
We have Zacklesnake.
Oh, do we have Zacklesnake? No, but I have some. There was something that I came across, but I didn't submit it in the articles. That Canada Goose down jackets.
Oh, yes.
They're being accused of using wolves inside as the fur.
Whoa,
that's badass!
Wait, so much better.
Using wolf fur in the jacket. Those jackets
are wolf,
expensive.
Wolf body parts.
Those are like
it's just like wolf legs and fucking torsos.
I'm allergic to duck feathers. I am down with wolves. I want a wolf jacket today.
Down with fucking wolves. Oh, I fucking love it, dude. I just saw something. Good joke. So hold on, wait. So they're saying they're using wolves instead of ducks.
Wolves and coyotes.
It's supposed to be goose down, right? Yeah. They're really expensive jackets.
So are gooses, geese?
All down jackets are comfy.
The
so
Canadian
comfy.
Goose symbol
retarded
represents
comfy.
Anything but warmth. The fur trim that lines the hoods of the company's winter jackets comes from wild coyotes
right.
that were trapped, killed, and skinned. This is a step-by-step process that takes place in order for living, breathing animals to become pieces of material.
Oh, no, they're talking about the,
the fur around
yeah,
the hood.
Yeah, the fur around the hood.
The halo.
So, wait, am I supposed to be upset about this? Yes. I suffer constantly. What is...
First of all...
Oh, no, let's shit. Not.
Also, never realized how sexy a wolf's
Actually,
ass is until the fur was
know.
Removed from
I
it.
I can handle
Look
it.
Look at that muscly hot wolf ass.
There's a guy with his dick tucked between his legs skinning that thing. Well, it looks like torture. Like there's a fan there. It looks like
yeah,
a serial
it
killer.
It is. It looks like a... Like,
well, you know, its skin gets a little hot as you're tearing it off of its body.
Is it the Roadrunner who's like, I got a broken arm. Can you help me load a couch into a van?
I mean, look, wolves aren't good people.
No.
Oh, no. I made my house of straw.
I told my... Look at this.
Better come blow it down, big bad wolf.
I mean, hold on. Is this the PETA website? Because they are not... A good organization.
There we go.
Whoever owns this shed is the shittiest person.
Trap coyote's last moment of life. Let's watch it for a minute. Let's see what happens.
Does it live?
Yes. Yeah. Oh my god.
It's just holding a sign that says "uh-oh."
Don't worry. A flag that says "bang" comes out of the gun.
I'm telling it. I don't give a shit.
Oh, I didn't know we were going to watch it die, you dickhead.
It's at the last moments of its life.
You piece of shit. I thought it was just, I was looking at the camera being like, hey, man, I'm going soon. See you guys later.
Now I'm against it.
What did they shoot it with?
I didn't care for that at all.
It's a bleed out slowly through a BB hole?
Yeah, it was probably a small gun.
It sounds like a silencer, like the thing was in its apartment.
Yeah.
It was like a click.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh well.
And then someone with the fishes.
He knew that gun, too. He was scared.
Aw. Well, now I feel kind of bad about
that. Yeah, I don't want to fucking...
That didn't make me feel good, Shannon.
Am I a sociopath?
Why, it made you feel good? Did it turn you on a little bit? I don't really care.
I don't know.
I don't feel that bad. I feel like... You know. These coyotes and wolves, they're out there tormenting children in the woods.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. They think dressing up as grandmas.
Grandmas. Pretending they got big eyes to see them and shit.
Yeah, dude, you don't want to fucking trust a wolf.
Well, no, that's true. Sometimes, well, I grew up in Colorado, and there were a lot of...
Were there a lot of wolves? I have no idea.
Yeah,
wild animals. I'm so, like, not...
A lot of foxes.
You see this on nature shows where people, you know, they bend down and they go like, oh, well, this is a, you know, a brown whatever indica fucking root from whatever. You could eat this. This is a lot of protein in it. You're like, how would you ever be able to visualize that and see it? That's crazy. I would have no idea. I don't know anything about animals. I have no idea about terrain. I have no idea what type of animals would be in the desert.
You don't?
No.
You can't guess one.
Nope.
That would be in
lizards.
The desert.
Rattlesnakes, likely.
There you go.
Okay.
It's okay.
Oh, wow.
And you're
I'll do it. I'll touch my soundboard. Fucking.
Wolves can also wear sheep's clothes.
It's true.
Yeah. Just like a lot of comics.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, are they backstabby?
I know. I'm just, you know.
So, yeah, so you're wearing fur. Do people give you shit for your fur?
I just got this. And I haven't been back to L.A. since I got it. So we'll see when I go back.
Fuck L.A.
No, it gets cold there.
Yeah, it does get a little cold. Like, every time I go to L.A., I'll go in like February. I'm like, bring a t-shirt and shorts and a surfboard. Oh, I'm like, let's party.
Yeah, it's cold.
Yeah, it's never good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, look, we have a lot to talk about. Okay, we're going to watch some more animal death. We are doing some Scam That Jew today. Maybe we'll get some solid scams for the holidays. It is holiday season now.
Oh, yeah.
Time to scam for the holidays, baby boys. Go make that fucking money. But let's get some plugs out of the way before we get this show moving. Dave Landau.
Yes.
What would you like to plug, my brother?
Just found out my third album will be released December 17th. There'll be more info on that on my website as I figure out exactly where it'll be released. But it will be out in a couple weeks.
That's a new thing because iTunes, they don't... You're held to their thing. So you're like, yeah, basically. I guess whenever it's cool for you, iTunes.
Yeah.
You have to line it up and set, like, dude, it is a stressful thing releasing through their whole platform system.
Well, and the other option was New Year's Eve or Christmas Eve. And I'm like, yeah, there's no fucking way. That's the worst day. Yeah. Two were the worst days to release something.
Christmas Eve isn't great.
No.
Heather Morelli.
Yeah, follow me on Instagram and Twitter at FixedAirHeather. I post all my shows there. I'll be in Portland in February. And, I'm doing the main event roast battle on December 17th. So watch that on Periscope.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. Who are you battling?
Lou Misiano.
Oh, is that the Italian kid?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
But
like
I'm Italian, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're both Sicilian.
So the things,
all the things.
The stuff that you'd want to trash him for, you're also trashing yourself for.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Well, good for you. Good luck with that. If you're in LA, go check that out. Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight. Comics, watching horror movies. And Capital Wrestling returns to Brooklyn on December the 28th. Go to capitalwrestling.com. Get yourself some tickets.
Very cool. I got a lot of stuff coming up. Louis J. Gomez presents LouisJGomez.com is the website. Grab my special there. Go check out my tour dates. Kicking things off tomorrow night with Kurt Metzger, Shakespeare's Pub, Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Wow. Yeah.
Then the 6th and 7th this weekend in Detroit. Me and Metzger bringing the motherfucking heat. Then I'm back in the Northeast. I'll be in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey on the 13th, 14th of December. Legion of Skanks going to Los Angeles live at the Comedy Store. Podcast already sold out at 8, I believe. 10:30 live stand-up show featuring Tim Dillon, Shane Gillis, Justin Silver, Mike Feeney, and many, many more. Zach, you should come out for that. Come to L.A., little bitch.
Let me think about it.
No, say yes right now. Live your life like this. Say, you know what? Who cares? Throw a caution to the wind. Who cares? Do it, Zach. The fans don't want to see
you. Ready?
It.
You ready? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me think about it.
God damn it.
Wow.
Rape. Zach, you need to rape L.A., baby boy. Can we have a shirt that says Rape on it, or is that going to get me in trouble?
What are Could I get a...
I just lay it on top of my victims. At the end of it, I put it over their face. Not funny, guys. That's not okay. Then I am in San Diego with Kurt Metzger again, American Comedy Company, the 2nd through the 4th of January. Philadelphia, the 17th, 18th, and 19th. Boston, the 23rd through 25th. Then I'm off to Hartford, Albany, Syracuse, Buffalo, Cleveland, Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, and many, many more dates coming up all the way through April. And listen, last but not least, guys, here's a really big deal. Here's the biggest fucking deal of all, because I think this might be the last podcast that we release before the tickets go on sale, right? Skankfest South is motherfucking happening March 27th to 29th, Houston, Texas, at the Secret Group. I mean, I'm telling you right now, it is going to be the most fun you will ever have in your entire life. It is a 3-day comedy party from noon to like 1, 2 in the morning every single night. We just party all day. Comics are drinking, partying, boozing, doing what we fucking do. You're going to see nonstop shows. I think it's 4 different stages that we're going to have in Houston that are happening simultaneously. Outside shows, carnival games. We got a fucking mechanical bull. What? Also, Nate, this, you got to fix this. Skankfest South is going to change the fucking game. All right, we're bringing it on the road. We need you guys to be there. We sold out the pre-sale tickets before we announced any comedians faster than we've ever done it in the past. We're announcing a huge chunk of the lineup on December 9th. That is when tickets go on sale. December 9th, go to skankfest.net. Do not wait. This is the Christmas gift you've been waiting for. This is your vacation this year. This is everything you've ever hoped for in your fucking life. You need to go to skankfest.net at 9 a.m. Eastern on December 9th. Check out the lineups. Buy your tickets. Bring your fucking friends. I'm telling you right now, prove to us that we can take Skankfest on the road. Because if we can do it in Houston, we can do it anywhere, baby boys. All right? This is going to be a cultural phenomenon. We are changing the game. You're looking at a fucking moment in time right now that you can be a part of. Get your tickets December 9th. We're not fucking around. Okay? Skankfest.net is a website. I'm very excited. Surprise guests, special guests. I mean, dude, if I told you the surprise guests that are coming that we can't announce, first of all, we'd sell out in a minute and we could triple the prices. It doesn't fucking matter. It's going to fucking, you're going to lose your mind. People that are traveling just to be a part of it. This is what you guys have done. The fans of Legion of Skanks, Gas Digital, Real Ass Podcast, believe you me. The fans of this network, what you guys have done is you've created a fucking environment where comics want to fly out to fucking the shithole of Houston and hang out with you assholes. That's a different thing, motherfuckers. I'm telling you right now, we can't afford some of these guys that are coming out. Everyone that's on the lineup, let me tell you something, we pay, but we can't fucking afford what their rates are. You fucking crazy? The reason they do it is because of you. Because you guys come the fuck out and you know how to be the best comedy fans in the world. David Tell said it best last year. He said Legion Skanks have the best comedy fans in the world. Period. Bar none. Be a part of it. Be a part of it. Maybe Landale will be there. Who knows?
Maybe.
Who knows what's going to happen? We haven't announced anybody yet. Maybe Kumi is coming. Who knows who's going
to
be there?
Possibly. I don't know.
Is he allowed to travel out of the state?
Only to Texas. It's the one state he's allowed to go to.
Yeah. As long as the age of consent is 16, he's allowed in the state.
What is the age of consent in Texas?
It's the same.
12 and blood relatives.
Wait, no, it's not the same everywhere. Oh, Texas, it has to be low, right?
I believe we looked it up.
Is it like 16?
Bad baby's birthday.
Oh, no. Bad baby. She's still 15, right?
Yeah.
She's always 15.
I don't think it's 15
anywhere. See, I know that because that bitch doesn't age.
Except Anthony's head. So it's
17. Oh, it's 17 in Texas.
See, Michigan,
I think it's low in Ohio.
Ew.
Michigan 16, Lewis. Oh, you're going this weekend.
Oh. Look, we have an incredible show planned today.
You fly a girl out to Ghana.
It's 5.
Yeah. So look, I got to talk about a couple things really quick before we even get into the show. All right, it's all part of the show. Fuck it. Who cares? Fuck you, Shannon. I have control of my mind. Stop acting like I don't have control of my mind right
I
now.
Think you do. You're killing it.
I really am. Is there a better podcast host in the world?
Nope.
I don't think so.
No, she sounds more battered every time I come in here.
She looks good though. Shannon.
She does.
Now show them teeth.
Oh, and I like the fact that you were wearing a tight real ass podcast shirt.
Yeah, it didn't fit me for a while.
Wow. Look at Shannon. Wow. And then that shirt, Shannon, get over here. You're getting a tip jar. You're getting a tip jar right now.
Oh, can Nate bring it in?
No, I don't want to see Nate. Shannon, let's see. Oh my God,
Shannon's deathly ill. So
yeah, I know.
It looks great.
Is that what it is? You've just been vomiting.
Oh yeah, I get catcalled when I'm ill.
Holy shit, Shannon. Here you go, baby.
Oh my God.
Oh wow.
You get a 20 today.
All right,
Does she really get to keep that?
Yeah, she does.
Okay, I hope so.
Oh, Harrington's gonna probably steal it. Look at her ass, too. Are you kidding me? What is going on? Why is Shannon so hot? Shannon!
Maybe because she's sick and you're weirdly attracted to that?
I enjoy women. An AIDS patient. You're right.
Oh. Sometimes, too, in women on their periods, it attracts guys and bears, but guys, too.
I don't have my period.
Shannon, what is going on with you?
Well, your period makes you horny.
Eating meat.
Does it?
It's fucking hot.
Mine does.
Shannon, can you give me change for that, though, actually?
100% you're taking it back.
Because I didn't. No, I'm not going to take it back. Okay. Change would be nice. I only had 100 or 20 in my wallet, and I wasn't giving you the 100. You don't look that good.
So you're.
I have $3 in the tip jar.
But Shannon's so poor that if I just start giving her $20 like once every couple weeks, eventually she's going to be broken down. Like mentally, she's like, oh, this guy's really powerful and great. And she's going to fuck.
I'm generous.
Yeah. Yeah. Shannon, if you quit the job, would you throw it down with me one night? Just for the story, just be like, fuck it, who cares?
I don't think so.
Yeah, just for the
evidence. By the way, she said, I don't think so, which is 100% yes. That's how I know. I'm like, actually, I'm excited. God. Look at my face right now. I can fuck Shannon. Come on.
Not this Lewis.
What? You could keep the cum, have your friend punch you in the face and start some real shit.
Shannon.
Yes.
You would.
No, I said no.
And I like it. Okay. So good. So
I hate Lewis's fucking Wolf of Wall Street pussy methods. Every I don't think so gets you closer to a yes.
We just met that guy on our show.
He's Jordan Belfort?
Yeah, Jordan Belfort. He was on our show. Yeah, he's really? Evil. Yeah, he's definitely evil.
He's evil? Why do you say that?
Still?
You can just tell. Like, there's just some people. Not that he's a bad guy. I mean, he loves money and he's great at making it. But just you can tell that it's like... He took no responsibility for it. He's like, yeah, I just ripped off billionaires. I didn't rip off like poor people like they say. I'm like, yeah, no, you did.
I don't even care about ripping off poor people. Fine. Who cares? Rip off poor people too. You have to keep your guard up in this life, okay? If you get ripped off, if you have something stolen from you. I left my wallet today at Equinox on the bench, like in the locker room. Yeah. And first of all, if it was a shittier gym, for sure. I mean, there was $120 sitting in my wallet. Shannon, the only reason you got that money, honestly, in my head, because that money should be gone. Should be gone. The fact that somebody picked up my wallet and didn't take the $120 out of it and they brought it to the front desk, it's psychotic.
You could have given me the 100 then.
Whoever did that, are you fucking shut up, Shannon. if you rub your nipple on my face right now, you'd be
$100. No, thank you.
The fact
you are sick, though, it could benefit you.
They'll be fucking. First of all, she's an idiot. I mean, the fact Zach would rub his nipple on my face for nothing, for fun.
Funsies.
For sexual gratification.
It's good times.
Shannon, so how about you stop being all on your fucking high horse?
Well, it just means the person who found it has money.
Yeah, and people who go to Equinox don't need $120.
It's easy to have morality when you have cash.
It's crazy, you know? But
you need it, apparently.
I go to Equinox. If I found... It could be a bag addressed to a sick child with a note that says, this is for you to get better. You're $120 off from your medication.
Yeah.
And I would take that money and I would fucking... I don't even think I'd return the bag. I got to be honest with you guys. I would take the bag because I would have taken the bag into the toilet stall so nobody could watch me. I don't want to get it caught. And then I leave the bag behind the toilet stall. So I'd have taken that guy's wallet and I would have fucking chucked it behind the toilet and somebody later on would have found it and returned it. And then they would have looked like they took the money.
See, I found a mentally handicapped guy's wallet in L.A., and I knew it was because it wasn't a driver's license. It was an ID card, and I returned it to the police because there was $70 in it to see if they could find the guy in case he had to get back on a plane or something, and they looked at me like I was the biggest piece of shit. They were just like, what do you want us to do? Yeah, all right, we'll keep it. And I think they just went and bought, you know, donuts or pizza or something.
Of course they did.
That's what he was going to do.
Well, maybe some toys.
I can't believe somebody returned that money to me today. God bless Equinox. What a good class of people.
Yeah.
You know, but that is old money.
Leave
right
it
there.
At Planet Fitness. There'll be eight guys fighting each other over it.
Yeah, dude. What are you talking about? They would have stripped the wallet down for the parts.
Yeah.
Melted the fucking metal pieces down. Leather would have been fucking gone through.
They're all just copying your credit card number with paper and pencil.
Yeah, for sure. Well, no, that's it. I thought I would have taken a picture of the guy's card. What? How do you even get away with that, though? You can't.
Remember years ago when they said that they used to do this on 2020 or Dateline. They'd be like, beware of this scam. It would be like if you go to a chain restaurant and the waiter like takes your card to the back and they can like skim it. Have you heard of this? Like they have like a little like skimming machine. Yeah, but I don't understand that. The concept, like, so the information.
Well, now you need a bunch of things.
Like,
now you also need
transferred where
you need the zip code. Usually now.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. What about the security code on the
security
card?
Code's on the back. It's a picture on both sides.
Well, if you have the card,
put the card through the machine, it took all that shit.
Oh, right.
Hmm. Oh, and the skimmer machine.
People still leave skimmers on gas pumps and stuff where you can get.
Oh, yeah. I know that. Actually, that happened to me once because then I noticed that, like, my card got. I got gas once, and then the next day, my card got charged. She was like,
I guess. I'll be here all night. Thank you.
Wow. Yeah. So, and then, like, the next day.
It's a very serious news show.
They stole your
phone. Someone had gone to, like, Chili's and all these places. It wasn't me, though.
What kind of an asshole treats themselves to Chili's?
I know. I didn't understand it. I mean, and it was all like in the Inland Empire.
Yeah, finally, yeah, they're garbage people. TGI not... Fridays.
Yeah.
Somebody that's willing
like
to steal
Riverside
your...
people.
Yeah, rushing to Olive Garden with a stolen credit card.
Somebody that's willing to steal your credit card, though, is they're a low class of people. They're not going to go to a nice restaurant. You got to go under the radar. Like, what are things you can do with stolen credit card information? How are you even going to... I mean, I guess you could order stuff.
Yeah, but you don't want it shipped to your house.
No, what you would do is you would order stuff, have it sent to like a dummy apartment building. This is a good scam that you actually... So look, if you can...
Lewis's house.
So if you steal a dummy's apartment building... That's good. Have it sent to a dummy apartment building, not your address, where you know they just drop it off in the building, right? And then you just wait for it. You know, you got to know when they're going to deliver it. You're going to see. They're going to do the tracking.
That's a lot of steps. I mean, but aren't there...
But for like a $3,000 TV with a stolen credit card?
I don't know. But
or
like
order
one
it
of
to your
things...
neighbor's house when you know they're not at work, have it, or at work, have it delivered,
maybe.
Then just watch them
What about
get
an Amazon
later.
Locker? I don't know.
Telling you.
Do you ever do that?
Well, I've never lockers? Done an Amazon locker.
No, I do that.
I kind of just pay cash for shit I want.
But now people, like around Christmas time, they talk about how people just like literally go up to people's doorsteps and steal their packages.
Oh, they do. That's why the bell or the Nook thing, whatever it is, the ring is so fucking
Oh, yeah,
funny.
The ring.
Yeah, but what are you going to do with it? You just watch somebody steal your package.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can get it if you get their plate
but
and
you
stuff.
Can see their,
because I caught
can see their
plate
face
once when
really
they stole
clearly
some shit.
On it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you can put it online. Yeah. That's why there's...
And someone could be like, oh, I know that person.
Or morbidly obese people taking a bucket of candy and dumping it into their fucking kid's pillowcase.
I just ordered an iPhone 11, and it's gone. I have it delivered to the studio because shit goes missing in my neighborhood.
Yeah, I live in Harlem. I have nothing delivered to my home.
Wait, you live in Harlem?
Yeah.
When did you move to Harlem?
I've lived there for a while.
What? Where do you live in Harlem?
135th and Broadway.
What? Why'd you give it your address to this fan base? Are you crazy?
They can come hang out.
Ding.
What?
Oh, yeah, man.
The Kumia fans are really raring to go to Harlem. 135th Street.
Yeah, I'm really worried about it.
My neighborhood is not a place they want to go.
It's like in...
I'm not worried
about it. It's going to be a very specific reference, but it's in the movie Warlock 2, where they buried the book in the salt fields.
It's a very specific reference.
Yeah. Yes. I'm thinking more...
I was really...
That's how they hid Dave Landau.
I was really expecting Die Hard 3.
No.
They can't get enough wood in the truck to get the crosses here from Mississippi.
Oh, Jesus. Where are you gonna? First of all, there's nothing to fuck. You can't put them into the ground. You're gonna fucking take up the concrete. You need to bring a fucking construction crew to put a cross outside of somebody's house.
Yeah, this is nothing. Not gonna work.
Not happening. Fucking bike chain it to the fucking scaffolding.
Oh, yeah, you're gonna drive all this way and just be screwed.
It's crazy. It's crazy. How would you do that? How would you express that in Harlem?
You really can't express racism. Yeah,
honestly, guys.
Actually, my neighborhood's Dominican anyway, but I'm sure they hate them too. They some fine barbers.
Yeah, of course they are. I didn't live at home. We got to get down, Dave Landau.
Yeah, I definitely.
Yeah, I live on. I live down closer to 1/10, we'll say. That's all.
Okay,
I
little fancier.
That's all you give them.
It's a little fancier.
It's
I would say
a little specific.
Some people will call it the Upper West Side at this point. It's really not a big deal. Yeah. Really not a big deal.
Pick a number over 1/10 and then a black guy who did something good for society.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Uh-oh.
What did Frederick Douglass do, anyway? What did he do?
Who helped free the slave?
All right, we'll pick that name and a number over 1/10.
Yeah, he was an anti-slavery activist,
and a free slave.
Okay, pat yourself on the back, asshole. We're all anti-slavery.
I thought
but
you
he
were
was
asking
a slave.
Seriously.
He was a free slave.
Yeah, he was a free slave.
Because there's, it could, because
a free slave. I want that one.
Let's be honest. There's three boulevards everywhere.
They're not charging nothing for this slave. That's crazy. They're giving out free slaves down at the old mill.
Can you imagine how many people in the North were confused by that? They're like, we get free slaves.
Thanks, Obama.
We don't even have to pay for food.
Free slaves. Yeah. This is not going to work out well for the economy.
They're in a cardboard box.
Pick me.
Yeah,
I don't want to separate these two. They're brothers.
Yeah.
Frederick Douglass was
But there's
American
Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, and Frederick Douglass. Those are the boulevards
reformer,
anywhere you go.
Abolitionist orator.
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 Oh, sorry.
writer, and statesman. After escaping from slavery in Maryland, he became a national leader of the abolitionist movement in Massachusetts and New York, gaining note for his oratory and incisive anti-slavery something.
Also known as Black Einstein with less fun hair.
It's true.
It couldn't Boy, poke it's up because it was so nappy.
Yoo-hoo serious.
That was really good.
Yeah, that was a really good
That was
so very few people.
Thank you. Nobody laughed, but it was clever.
Yoo-hoo Serious.
Surprised. You're surprised I could be that quick.
Because Yahoo Serious is a hell of a pull than to make a Yoo-hoo that fast Yoo-hoo is breathtaking. Yeah.
That was a Zach level
It was like watching a car accident. Like everyone just goes, oh, God. Oh, they're okay.
Oh, shit. All right. So let's see. What's the big fucking news story today? Oh, you know what I did? I brought my Equinox newspaper.
That's not it.
This is, by the way, to get my passport renewed. This is where I'm at in my life. This, if you went into my book bag in high school and my locker, it was literally just garbage. Just shoved into the locker. By the end of my school year, it was me just trying to shove things into it and closing the locker. It was so ridiculous.
Yeah, you can, like, shoulder it in.
Yeah, I just didn't give a fuck. Dude, I forgot my password almost every year in high school, or my
your combination.
My combination.
Yeah,
my
locker. I
called it a password.
Yeah.
It was nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you keep turning it looking for letters?
Sorry. I was such a bad student.
I think it's your name.
But I wasn't even a bad student. It was my fucking they should have realized that I wasn't going to learn that way. Sitting down in a class with 35 people. No, I wasn't a bad kid. I'm a genius. Do you know how much better I'm doing than probably almost everybody that I graduated high school with?
Oh, I believe it.
573 Gasline. If you graduated high school with me, give me a ring right now and let me know who's doing better than me.
You know how many callers stopped listening at if you graduated high school?
I would say I'm doing better than 75%, but I came from an affluent neighborhood,
I think, what percentage Affluent of my school. High school class is dead? I think it's like 2%.
It's a big chunk.
Oh, 2% is a lot.
Mine's a lot.
340 people? 2%, maybe 3%.
Why did so many people die?
Drugs.
Oh, well, yeah, part of it's, I went to a really affluent high school in...
Affluent.
Rich. And high school in Colorado. And it's mostly drugs.
Oh, is it
and,
Columbine?
And there's some suicide.
That's hilarious.
No.
Yeah, it's weird. I went to school in Tower 7, and it was a crazy morning.
I went to school in the field outside of a Pentagon.
Yeah. Ooh, a plane dropped on my school. All right, so look, we have a lot to talk about. But
I was in child beauty pageants in Boulder, Colorado.
By the way,
my brother had rage issues.
Not for nothing. There's a shot.
Made a fine plate of pineapple.
Oh, man. Oh, the pineapple. Dude, yeah.
Conspiracy theory. Zach Amico is JonBenet Ramsey.
Well.
It's possible.
Pull up a picture of JonBenet Ramsey and then go up close to Zach Amico's face. Weird, Zach. Weird.
Listen, the ages are right.
Are they?
No.
Wait, who's the person that they say is?
Katy Perry.
Oh, Katy Perry.
They say Katy Perry's JonBenet.
Yeah.
I would say much more like you.
I don't think she's JonBenet.
No, she's not.
Actually, you look like grown up, was the fucking little fat?
Bunny Boo Boo.
No, Paul Bunny Boo Boo. Zach is grown up Bunny Boo Boo. Zach, can we please do a sketch? All right, new sketch idea. We're doing it. Zach as grown up Honey Boo Boo, where is she now? And that's all it is we just follow around. Just Zach calling him Honey Boo Boo and him being angry and not even being into it.
And eating Sketty.
Pull up Honey Boo Boo. I bet you do
got my go-go juice.
Yeah. Well, who's Honey Boo Boo's mom? What's her name?
Isn't she supposed to be, well, not hot, but like thin now?
She lost weight, but she also married a convicted pedophile.
Yes, that was the whole thing. And...
Yeah, because I doubt Honey Boo Boo was ever molested before that.
There's Honey Boo Boo now.
Oh, wow.
I mean, not for nothing, Zach.
How recent is
Jesus this? Christ, you look like Honey Boo Boo.
Thank you.
Wow. This is
what appendage do you think she's going to lose from the beatus first?
How old is Honey Boo Boo?
Toe, foot? I don't know. Hopefully old enough to fuck.
Hell yeah. Would you fuck Honey Boo Boo for the story?
Probably.
What's the age of consent where Honey Boo Boo is from?
12. her house? 11?
Where's she from?
I mean, well, you can't tell if... All right, I don't want to be mean to her. I don't want to be mean to a 14-year-old child. I don't want to...
Yeah.
Mommy's boyfriend hurt me. Honey, that's just a boo-boo.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what's her mom's name? Mama June. Mama June.
Yeah, what is
right.
Mama June
Shannon
look
used
like
to have
now?
A podcast on the show, probably.
No, I didn't. She's a crackhead now, though. She's skinny.
Who,
she's
Mama
a crackhead,
June?
Yeah.
Does it really say she's on crack?
No, she is on crack.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Did you smoke crack back in your day, Dave Landau?
Like only once.
People love crack.
I was a cokehead, but I only smoked crack once.
Yeah.
What was smoking crack like?
It was good. It doesn't last very long. I mean, it lasts just a little bit longer than you have it in, you know, than you inhale it for.
Really?
Yeah. It's not, but it's...
But you're not, like, wired all night? Like, the way
no, if you keep going, I mean, it's very addictive. I didn't know it was in a joint. That's why I
smoked
it.
Have you done meth?
No, I've never done meth.
Wait, stay on crack for
everything
a minute.
Else
oh,
I've
Christ.
Done. But...
Yeah,
please, crack. Take them away.
Okay,
Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
so, I don't know
what with
to
crack,
think
so you're saying
how
you...
How do you get veneers to look like you're a piece of shit? Anyway, sorry.
You inhale the crack, and that's the high.
Well, that's the most part of the high is when it is inside of you, yeah.
But how many hits so are you... Yeah. Well, real quick, sorry. I don't want to lose this thought because I'm fucking mad ADD. But
okay.
How many hits do you get off of, like, a crack rock?
Not really sure. Like I said, it was in a joint. So I don't... Oh. I was a cokehead, I can tell you about that. But
crack
never...
is cheaper than coke, though, right?
Yes.
Yes.
But it's also, once you are hooked on crack, you're going to be using it constantly. Right. So it's that constant fix. So yeah, a rock's $5, but you need one, what, every 15 minutes or so? Mm-hmm. You know, every 10 minutes. So for me, it lasted, I felt amazing when I had inhaled it, you know, and then I let it go. And you feel amazing for a very, very short period of time. Like it doesn't last. Like cocaine will last, you know.
Not really.
Minutes.
Yeah. But comparatively.
Cocaine right. is just like...
No, cocaine I mean, is just because you keep doing it, though, too.
Yeah, I know.
Like, even if you're
I'm
high, you're going to...
Cocaine
yeah.
just sucks. I don't know what to say. Like, when I was doing coke, it was like, I would do it and I didn't enjoy it. While I was doing it, I didn't enjoy it. I can't explain to you why I would just keep doing it. It was the most psychotic thing in the world.
Oh, it's impulsive. It's so impulsive.
I only did it because I was an alcoholic and I wanted to stay up to drink.
Yes.
Okay. That was the only reason and I got addicted to it as a result, where I was like, oh, now I got to do this in the morning.
I was just looking for something. I have no idea what it was. It was like, I can't even explain to you what was going on in my head when I was just... doing rails of cocaine. And it was a lot. There was a lot, like way more than you would think. But there was never a point in my life. Like, I don't, maybe I never had good coke. I have no idea, but it never was like, oh, this is fucking great. This is awesome.
I mean, if I could speak from experience, there's never been a day where the next morning I was like, I need more.
That was the last time I'll ever do that in my entire life.
I'll say the opposite for myself.
Never woke up wanting more.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I've woken up wanting more. I've definitely gone to...
I've had some issues.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? You have some drug problems?
No, I'm not a problem.
Yeah.
Oh, so you still do it?
No.
You live in LA.
But
you're lying
today.
To me right now.
Marilia's down. Marilia party.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, everybody in LA is doing it.
When's the last time you did cocaine, Marilia?
Too bad there's no more fentanyl in it.
No, today. I did it the day before I came here.
Really?
Yeah.
Out partying?
So last Wednesday, I think.
Okay. Was the last time you
No, not
blow.
Out partying.
Just at home by yourself crying?
Yeah. Just hanging with a cat.
One or the other. What the fuck?
I don't
fuck?
Know. In traffic, in the car? I don't
what?
Know.
No.
Checking out fur hats and doing teeners out of a cross necklace.
Look, I have one of my friends has the cross necklace.
Yeah, a few people do. Yeah.
Oh, is there coke on the cross?
You know, like from Cruel Intentions. Yeah, the necklace with a little spoon in it. I have a. I don't want.
My friend had one.
What's
a girl in high school?
I think coke isn't even a hard drug at this point, unless you're like doing it like a psycho. If people do it casually at a party, I'm not judging them thinking they have a problem.
It's actually surprising how many people do it. I think people would be shocked, you know.
I don't think anyone would be shocked.
I think people in places that aren't LA or New York would,
okay.
You know.
Maybe. I think these people out in the fucking Midwest are partying more than you think.
But I mean,
think the average
far.
Person...
Like Colorado, we had it, but like you'd have to get it from like Sorteño's.
I think
know?
If you
go...
Oh.
No,
if
Detroit
you go
was
to the average person, I think they do it probably even on a more often than comedians. Because to be honest with you, I hang out with a lot of comics. I hang out with a lot of guys who party.
Yeah.
Not many of my friends will even do cocaine. Like, if it's just out at a party, we'll do it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, there's a few that will, of course. But not many. Very, very few. Like Dave and Jay will not, for sure.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, my closest friends for the most part. Zach's like, got coke.
And Ralph.
You want to get some coke right now?
Well, and Ralph said.
Yeah, I looked over at Zach's face.
Ralph, he's licking his hated lips it
and sweating. Oh. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Okay, that's every day.
He's like, I've never wanted it any morning, but right now.
Except for right now. But I think if you go to just like, if you go to like fucking Nashville and you go to a bar, I think a bigger percentage of people hanging out
are weekend
at that
warriors
bar
than we would think.
For sure.
Well, I know a ton. Nashville is full of musicians, though.
Yeah.
And well, musicians are the biggest cokeheads. Also, my therapist said that the top users of cocaine are chefs and like sommeliers.
Somalians? They can't afford food. How do they afford cocaine?
Well, that's why psychotic. They can't afford the food.
Yeah. I am the cokehead now.
Is your boat filled with coke? No. Yo,
Carl Rivers used to tell stories about how much coke they did on the line.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure if you're working, and especially then he proofed late it night in the restaurant industry, 12, 14-hour
well,
days.
Well, also,
because
like, with chefs, like you know, because they're like preparing the food, so like it helps them like suppress their appetite and like just like keep going like through the workday.
Yeah, he said like, a lot of my pastry friends, chefs would cut the lines perfect.
Oh, really?
Yeah, then they would take them over to, like, the steak unit. Yeah. They had, like, a system.
Then you have to look at nightlife people, like people at bars. My friend owns a bar. Everybody there is on coke on the week. You know,
which bar?
It's in Detroit.
Oh, fine.
I think most comedians are...
You can go, though. I'm sure you'll bump into people with coke. Oh, it's a lovely place. He'll be in Kalamazoo and maybe then I'll Detroit.
I'm going to go to both those bars.
You'll see some coke. I'll give you the name.
I guarantee I'll see coke in Detroit. Are you kidding me?
You certainly will.
Yeah. Fuck,
I wouldn't do that.
Every time I go to Detroit, somebody handshakes me some crazy drugs.
That's like, what I mean.
There's no.
Yeah.
We were the crack epidemic pinnacle of this country.
Let me just make this very clear. I'm not complaining.
No.
So, you know.
That's a nice thing.
Yeah. You know, don't give me fucking coke, though. I'll tell you that. I'm not going to do the coke, so if you give me coke, it's going to waste.
Is that what your fans give you?
One guy gave me a package of everything. He gave me, like, a little fucking baggie with a different compartment of different drugs in it.
Like a travel kit?
Everything.
Damn.
Doggy, everything. It was in different compartments. It was nuts. It was, like, a little sample kit. I was like, this guy's a fucking god amongst men.
Wow.
But, yeah, I think...
You ever accidentally do meth?
Mm-mm.
Thanks.
I've never done meth. It just wasn't around.
That's how he accidentally did it. Somebody was like, smell this. Does this stink? He was like...
No, there was definitely meth
I think
in
if
it.
Somebody goes like this to you, you should assume that's cocaine.
I assume I have a booger on my nose.
Oh, you told me that on our show. That's right. You should
assume that's cocaine.
Yes, you should assume.
It was not. It literally felt like glass.
And oh, then I was sweating God. Duck sauce. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's no reason
meth is actually huge.
I can't believe people like it.
Like in the gay scene, it's pretty huge.
And it's odd because it lasts so long, like 3-4 days.
Yeah, it makes you like clean your apartment for like 48 hours.
Yeah.
That's beneficial.
I've never
though.
Done it.
I mean, if you can get your shit together with it, then hats off.
It's essentially Adderall, but like super Adderall, right?
Well, Adderall
is it like crack
is
to,
in speed.
Is
I mean,
it crack is to cocaine as
Adderall is
meth is Adderall.
Yeah,
Adderall is like an amphetamine salt, and it's, you know, it's engineered in a lab. I would argue that Adderall is more powerful than, you know, any of these uppers like cocaine.
Depending on how much you use, I've done a ton of Adderall, but
I couldn't do Adderall anymore.
Yeah, either. They are.
I used to work in a pharmacy, so it was available.
That's the other thing. Once I switched to Vyvanse, that made me like way less crazy, dude. Adderall was. Yeah. I was walking around. Just grinding my teeth, clenching my fists, ready to fight people at every given moment.
Makes you aggressive, and you have rushing thoughts that help you. You know,
I have a lot of rushing thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely.
The man is looking at you. That's the minor voice.
Yeah.
He wants to go right now.
He wants some of your Adderall.
He's trying to take your speed. Would you let him take your speed? No! You're a Russian man! You fight him now! That's my inner monologue at all times.
Give him Colombian necktie.
I had another guy who was Colombian in my head. All right, really quick, let's take a quick moment and talk about Blue Chew, which is my favorite sponsor in the world. I love Blue Chew so much.
You are Mr. Blue Chew.
I'm Mr. Blue Chew. I will change my fucking name to Mr. Blue Chew. In fact, with the contest this year that we do, Mr. Blue Chew is already in the running. Okay, honest, I don't know if they're gonna have a problem with it. Maybe they will, but who knows. If you love sex, and we all love sex, who doesn't love fucking? You want to fuck bigger, better, stronger, more powerful. There's a powerful you inside, okay? Here's the thing. This does not make your dick bigger, but what it does is it is a special chewable pill that makes your brain think you have a big dick for some reason. I have no idea what it is. It's like the Amy Schumer disease from that movie where she just saw herself as being a hot chick. When I take a blue chew, I feel like I have
Amy Schumer movie.
I feel like my dick looks like Amy Schumer. It starts doing Patrice jokes. It's crazy, dude. Blue Chew is the first chewable with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, and they work faster than pills. And you can take Blue Chew on a full or an empty stomach, Zach. And on top of it, it's cheaper than Viagra Cialis, and it only takes a few minutes to fill out an online form. You don't have to go to the doctor. You see, here's the thing. I used to go to my doctor, and I used to have a weird conversation with him. I'm like, Doc, listen to me. I'm fucking like a real herb, you know? I'm not slinging good dick, Doc. And then he
would be like, I'm your eye, ear, nose, and throat doctor.
Yeah, he was like, I'm your son's pediatrician. What are you doing in here? But with Blue Chew, you don't have to have that awkward conversation. You don't have to go to the pharmacy and have a conversation either. You can do it all online. The Blue Chew is sent to your fucking mailbox. So you have a big dick waiting in your mailbox in a very short amount of time. And the best part of all of this, okay, is that we're going to give you a free trial. Free trial right now. If you go to BlueChew.com, you get your first order for free when you use the promo code RAP. You're paying $5 shipping. That's it. $5 shipping. You get a free order of Blue Chew at BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com. We are fucking around here. We're joking around. I'm telling you right now, I really love having sex with Blue Chew. It is a way better way to do it. I take it 15, 20 minutes before I'm about to hook up with a chick, and then all of a sudden we have the best sex we've ever had all night long. Gives me a nice big old stiffy waiting for you for free. BlueChew.com. Use that promo code RAP. All right, where were we? Okay.
Yeah, because if you did ecstasy, though, at any point in the 90s, early 2000s, you probably did meth. There's just no proof, you know, because, I mean,
I've never done ecstasy.
See, I used to do a lot of E, but
I'm scared
of once you did pure MDMA, you're like, oh, I wasn't really doing ecstasy all those times.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a world of difference.
Very much so, yeah.
Yeah, speaking of which, Gas Digital Christmas party is coming up.
Oh!
It's going to be pretty fucking dope. Zach, you're going to come, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Shannon, you're planning everything, right? The festivities?
Yes, I am.
Come on.
I'm excited.
Will you be ordering anything from the Doc Weep?
The Doc Weep? Nice.
You could have asked
me. Nice. Can we get a dark web drop?
Yeah, we need a dark web drop. And then they want to know if we're ordering anything for the Christmas party.
From the Doc Weep?
From the Doc Weep.
How would I know?
We don't know.
I have nothing to do with any of this.
We're asking Shannon because she's planning the party.
Oh, yeah. Then Shannon. Ask Shannon.
Shannon, are we getting anything from the Doc Weep?
Yeah, ask Shannon about the Doc Weep.
Shannon, are we getting anything from the Doc Weep?
It's going to be a surprise.
Wow.
The surprise.
Nate, by the way, for Secret Santa, if you just put some 2C or some any sort of Molly, MDA... some sort of specialty fun drugs. That's a much better thing than, you know, whatever else everyone.
Shannon, did you use the vibrator I got you for Secret Santa?
I have used it. Here's the issue. I lost. It's such a specific charger. I lost the charger.
Oh wow.
So now I'm.
Well, how was it? Fine.
It was fine.
I'll take it.
Yeah, it worked. I mean, it worked.
Even the vibrators I bought are just fine. It was all right. It filled me up, kind of, I guess.
Yeah, it stopped working after 2 minutes.
Very specific charger, like rest, like one of those phones.
So we're going to do is we're going to do a Secret Santa. Yeah. Whoever wants to opt in here at the Gas Digital Studios, right?
Yes.
And then we're going to move over to do. We rented a party space.
Mm. Oh, we're not going to be the bar upstairs. Nope. Thank God.
Undisclosed location. That bar fucking sucks, dick.
Yeah.
No offense. It's actually a decent bar.
No, they're not that nice.
But they're not that nice. And I don't really... doing an open bar for an hour... Here's the way we used to do it. We used to do an open bar for an hour, and then we used to invite other people to come after that. And it was a strange thing, because we'd all be sitting there like... it's kind of boring with like 20 people there just like staring at each other.
We see each other every day.
Yeah, yeah. And then like everyone would start coming in. Then it became a cash bar, and it just wasn't a cool, fun thing. We got a cool party space, beautiful space in the city. We can feel like 100 people pretty easily. We're going to invite a bunch of comics. It's going to be fucking really fun.
I think we should maybe rent a karaoke machine because it'll
Shannon,
just be us.
Shut the fuck up.
It'll be fun. Nate agrees.
Wait, here before?
No, for the real party.
Kind of with Lewis.
You want to do a karaoke at the real party?
I think when everyone gets drunk, it's going to be fun. Maddie loves to do karaoke when he's drunk.
Maybe. I don't need it. Fine. Figure out the cost of a renting karaoke. I guarantee it's going to be expensive.
We'll work it out. We can just, you know what? We don't need it. We just go on YouTube, look up the karaoke versions of things, and we have mics and amps. That's fine. We don't have to pay anything. Harrington's also wants fucking, to do karaoke.
Or a little rock star karaoke machine.
Would Harrington DJ karaoke?
Harrington, will you DJ karaoke? Yeah, Yes, obviously, he said.
So essentially, if we put the computer through Bluetooth, put the computer in front of the person, they just pull up whatever they want on YouTube. If they have it, they have it. They have almost everything on YouTube, right?
Yep.
What's your karaoke song, Shannon?
I don't know.
God, we're doing karaoke right now on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of Real Ass Karaoke.
Goddamn rich cunt! I kill rich cunts!
That's what's up, nigga.
So, yeah, Shannon, you're going. What's your go-to karaoke song?
It depends on my mood. I hate to be a girl.
You know what?
But
I want to do karaoke now because I just realized I can do the entirety of Rap God.
God damn it.
Yes, by Eminem. And I'm going to be practicing it every day until the Christmas party.
No.
I'm so excited. I can finally do it.
No.
I've never had a reason.
I got stuck in an Uber with Lewis while he practiced his rap for 45 minutes. At one point, even Lewis, he went, I'm sorry, this must really suck for you.
That is a fucking difficult one, though. I got Gangster's Paradise down, but other than
that. Shit, doggy.
Oh, wait, shit.
That's it. I'm definitely 100% we're doing it.
It's no Rap God, but let's not fucking kick Coolio under the bus here.
My Rap God is fucking fun. And now I have a reason to have it ready to go. Now I have a reason, Shannon.
You're welcome.
He went from not wanting it to wanting to show everybody how good his Eminem is.
100% doing karaoke.
You should practice in Detroit. They're going to love it. Just make it most your sense.
Yeah.
I don't care how much it costs for that karaoke machine, Shannon. We're doing karaoke. You don't really need a karaoke machine. YouTube legitimately has everything. Name a song. Go ahead.
Sweet
Gangster's
Caroline.
Paradise. Go Gangster's Paradise. Karaoke.
I went Sweet Caroline.
Let's see. They're obviously going to
sweep it up there.
Definitely. Let's see. Gangster's Paradise karaoke. Maybe they have it. Maybe they don't.
Dave
Landau, go.
I'm not doing it.
Oh, wow. You can do it.
All right, I'll do it.
I like it. I'm going to send this to Harlem to give him street cred.
You got to wait till the hook.
Ah.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Because I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. He be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of.
This is what's going to make Kumia fire Landau. He's going to treat him like SiriusXM treated him.
What's weird is how much shit he knows about hip-hop. When I start talking about NWA and hip-hop and stuff.
You got to keep the enemies close.
Well, of course.
I
can't rap worth shit, but yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, that was really offbeat and surprising.
Terrible.
That was really bad. Yeah. Weren't you a musician when you were younger?
But I wasn't really looking at the screen.
Yeah, that was all from the dome.
So, in fairness.
From your heart, from your memory.
It's pretty fucking real ass.
Yeah. No,
the
I was never
the chest,
a musician.
By the way, his brain, I would say Heather.
No, I bought a guitar and I was like, I'm not good at this. And then I moved on with my life.
I tried to buy Guitar Hero for myself. I've been buying myself lots of gifts lately because I've been trying to do my Christmas shopping online, trying to get it out of the way, get it done early. And then every time I go online, I get inspired to buy myself something new. So I just bought myself the iPhone 11. I bought myself a Ninja Foodi. I just bought that little back thing. It didn't come in the mail yet, but it sits on your back. And then if you start to lean over and have bad posture, it sends a little vibrating thing, pulse, that lets you know, like, hey, fucking hunchback, straighten the fuck up.
Oh.
And then you go like, oh, shit. So you have to be like that. So as soon as you hit a certain angle, it bzz, bzz, bzz on your back. So I just bought that. I just bought all that. Really? I don't remember why I brought that up. What was I talking about? I wanted to buy
Guitar Hero.
Guitar Hero for guess how much Guitar Hero the game for Xbox is. Guess.
I bet it's super cheap now.
Guess
$35
with the guitar.
With it.
$55.
What do you think for Xbox One?
$100.
Oh, for Xbox One.
Not the first.
I thought you meant the first Xbox.
No, Xbox One is the newest
current
Xbox.
Platform.
I'm gonna go $89.50.
Current platform.
No, it has to be way more expensive.
What do you think?
They're trying to gouge people.
Look at Maruli using the powers of deduction. Very nice, Maruli. You're right.
$200.
But guess what?
What?
$500 fucking dollars.
No way.
I swear to God, to buy this game new. Look it up. $448 for Guitar Hero.
Whoa.
It's more than a guitar.
It's more than a nice guitar.
Yeah. Two guitars.
That's a lot, dude.
So what I might have to do is have to buy a PlayStation 3 or one of the older systems for like $100 and buy all the Guitar Heroes. And
what's the difference?
Yeah, why is this one better?
I don't know. It's just driving me out of my fucking mind because I really love Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
It's what me and Big J bonded over.
Yeah.
It's why we became friends.
You know what, Lewis? The game that Ralph has, that Oculus thingamajig, it has lots of games similar to that.
I want to play with that so bad.
It's fun.
It's a 3D one?
It's like a it's a self-contained thingamajig, like a helmet, the VR.
Yeah.
And it's like $400 itself, and all the games are like 10 or 20 bucks.
Really? And is it really cool?
It's really cool.
Really? Would my son love it?
It's I think so, yeah.
He'd lose his shit?
I think so.
What if he finds my porn one?
Even more.
Fuck him up, dude. Just it, like burying his face in a pussy. That's poor kid. I feel so bad one day. Like, I'm going to have to, like, fucking.
I was thinking about getting
become
that
a little
for my
horny
son
guy at one point. That sucks.
Yeah. We both have sons. They're going to fuck furniture.
What?
It's healthy for a child to, you know,
masturbate.
Bury his face in a pussy?
Well, I mean, later on in life.
To kill cats and ejaculate on mannequins.
You just want you want your kid to be innocent. You don't want him to grow up. And
no, I understand that. Yeah,
you know him being he's a little kid now. He's so sweet, such a good little boy. Yeah. I fucked up and I made a joke the other day. He said, "I like to eat peanuts." It was actually I just hacked a Will Silvich joke, and I said, "You like to eat penis." And his mom was. His mom flipped out at me. She's like, "Are you fucking out of your mind?
Oh my lord!
You make a joke like that to a 7-year-old child?" And I was like, "Yeah, you're 100% right. That's crazy. I'm sorry. That was nuts.
Yeah, you can do fart, but that's like
dog.
As far
it was.
As you
I
know.
Just came out. Yeah. It just slipped out. I don't know what happened. I just fucking. It was stupid, and I shouldn't have said it. I will admit that I made a really bad off-color joke with my child. Wasn't good.
Well, he was rhyming the other day and he just said cunt on accident. And I just had to like hold it in because I was laughing so fucking hard. So we were at a restaurant. And it's like, I was glad he didn't pick up the word I found funny because he said so many in a row or else he would have said it all day.
That's a
great word.
How old's your kid again?
He's 4.
I gotta do a play date, dude. My kid's a little older, but it'd be great.
He's about to be 5, and he does martial arts now. He actually just won a medal in his class,
my son,
which is
fucking
and not
wreck your kid's shit.
Well, he's 7.
Oh yeah, exactly. You're naming other points to back up my
tall
point.
For
yes,
his
okay,
age
yeah.
Too?
Also another point, another reason he's just out of control.
Doesn't he eat
would
penis?
Assume.
He needs penis. I mean, we've heard other rumors,
which makes him stronger.
Yeah. Lots
you know,
of protein.
Dude, his mom was so mad. And she's right, because now his mom got mad and it became a big deal. Instead of us just laughing and moving on, his mom was like, you know, why would you make a joke like that? And it was a whole thing. So now,
it's not good to make the big deal, though, because then he's going to keep doing it.
Yes,
like, it's better to just skim over it.
No, I remember when I was a kid that
there
you know from a young age certain
put him,
things.
Put him down.
So,
don't see him on the show. Yeah, so his mom, she's right. She's 100% right about that. It just kind of, I mean, you know, you forget that he's a kid sometimes. We're hanging out. We're smoking cigarettes. What are you going to do? So she, talking about life.
Giving him a peck of Marlboro.
Reminiscing about our years and decades on this earth.
Carton of cigarettes for Christmas.
Yeah, so she got mad. And then I was like, all right, it's not a big deal. I was like, James, that was a really bad joke. It was off color. Because he makes all this. It's the thing is, he lives his whole life in scatological humor. So it's always talking about eating poop and butt. And it's like, so in my mind, it wasn't a sexual gay joke. That wasn't what I was doing. I was literally making another sort of scatological body part joke.
Eating poop and eating ass are a far cry from each other, though, when you think about it.
To be honest with you, a step up in terms of gay play.
Yes.
I mean.
So, okay, so we can talk about eating poop and eating ass, which in my opinion. You know, if you're experimenting gay, you're probably going to suck a dick a couple times before you start eating shit.
I think so.
Probably.
Likely. That's,
is it fork and knife?
Depending on the order you do things in.
eating penis is a you know, a gateway drug to eating shit out of a man's asshole, they say.
The 100%.
Wow. Right?
It's what they taught me in sex ed.
So she's wrong, but it's fine. But here's why she's right, because the other day he's just spelling things. Like he's always just spell things now. He's a great little speller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he's like CAPTAINUNDER. And then I have to, when I know what he's gonna spell, I have to say what it is. And I go, Captain Underpants. And then sure enough, third thing he spells is like EATPEN. And I was like, James, you fucking kidding me? Don't spell eat penis.
Well, and my son's at that age where he's learning the letters, so he just spells random words, and every now and then he'll just spell a swear word and ask what the word is, and you have to be like, ah, that's not a word. Yeah. Nah, it doesn't spell anything.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys are really protecting these kids.
I really do.
No, that's good, though. Like, I mean, obviously, I'm a comedian because I was not protected from certain things. Like, my dad was insane, and like, I just...
Why do you say that?
Well, he was Sicilian from Brooklyn.
Ate his own shit.
He was crazy.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Did he beat you?
No.
Okay, so you did not beat me.
What if you brought home a black guy?
He was just like would curse all the time and like, you know, he was just like emotionally abusive. Kind of.
Well, that's all parents of ours.
Now that he's seven, I curse in front of him almost on purpose.
Really?
No, I don't swear. Yeah.
I don't know. Well, that's how I picked up all curse words, and my mom acts like, she's like, "Where'd you learn that?" I'm like, "From my father."
Just when I was casual, seven, I just knew casual a curse lot words. Of stuff. Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna like admit, like, if somebody, you know, if I'm on the phone and I say bullshit or something, like, I'm not, I just don't omit stuff like that from my vocabulary. And it's because, like, the reality is, like, I have a conversation with him and I tell him why he's not allowed to curse, and and he, you know, he'd quote unquote get in trouble. That doesn't really mean much in my house. We never have to really get there, but he wants to please us. He wants to make sure that, you know, we're happy and we're not disappointed in him.
Yeah.
But I had a conversation with him recently about cursing, because he asked why. And I just, my explanation was that it's, I mean, so for a lack of a better term, unbecoming.
Oh,
no, I get it.
It's uncouth. Yeah.
Well, I just said, I was explaining to him, I was like, well, look, you want to be, do you want to be a good kid or a bad kid? It's like, what do you, so the way people perceive kids that speak that way is that they're bad. Do you want people to think that you're a bad kid? And he sort of connected the dots, you know, and I think it's important for you to fucking let the kids connect the dots a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to, he's going to hear these words, whether it's through me or somebody else.
I mean, is he in public school?
I don't discuss where my son goes to school.
Well, if he, it doesn't matter where he's going to go to school. He's going to hear stuff like from other kids. Like, there's no way to prevent that.
I think the content though is in a way beneficial, because there's all these cartoons and stuff that kids are interested in. And when we were young, we kind of just had Saturday morning cartoons.
Uh-huh.
So like, I remember I'd watch Naked Gun when I was seven, and it's like assaulted her with a concrete dildo. So I'd know what a dildo was. Yeah. At least I knew it was a fake penis. So then I'd go tell my friends, you know, what it was at school. So I think we watched more adult stuff than them, because it wasn't really a choice.
Yeah, there was way less channels. Yeah. There was way less options. There was way less internet. There was way less educational programming. It was kind of mindless when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like Alvin and the Chipmunks, they were little fucking chipmunks that were going on little silly adventures. There was no there was no subtext. There was nothing. There was no learning. Sesame Street was sort of for that, but that was sort of progressive in that there was no other shows when we were kids that were teaching
you. Still had like Richard Pryor and Chevy Chase on it, because kids knew who they were.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
And they were they were adult actors.
So I think now you have kids. They have a lot more options. It's all educational programming. That's the kids in the stories, they're learning how to count, and they're like, and every one of those shows now, that's sort of like an underlying thing that they do that. Which is great. When we were kids, it was just fucking a free for all. I mean, I want to show my kid, and I can't. I know it's not going to be good. We're watching a bunch of Christmas movies now. We get into the holiday spirit.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And I want to show him Christmas Vacation.
There's nothing that bad in there.
I don't remember.
No,
you don't remember that until they're in the middle of making a cunt joke.
I think there's boobs.
In Christmas Vacation,
I think so.
No, that's the European vacation for sure.
There's
a nipple joke.
No, which is what? Which is the one where?
Is it the one where he's in? There's a scene where he's in the mall with Rusty, and the woman at the
hooter than
in the department
than they
store.
Are.
He's like, it's something about like a nipple joke, right?
Yeah, he goes, yeah, it's really hooter than hotter.
Yes, where you could almost see your nipple.
Yeah, and then he goes, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Like, he's
Merry
like,
Christmas.
Oh, it's almost a see-through or something. Like, I don't know, something like that.
Have you ever noticed how big Randy Quaid's dick is in that shopping scene?
No.
Okay, you know when they're walking down the aisle and he has no money.
A huge dick.
He says he has no money for Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
And he's loading up the cart and he like throws the dog food on top of the light bulbs. I don't know if they put a dildo is what it is, Randy Quaid grabs near his knee and moves a cock over.
Shut up.
It is the funniest shit.
I'm sure he did it on purpose.
Wait, it has to be a joke for in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's not, he doesn't like look
down
at it.
It's not like a subtle gag joke.
No one looks at no, it's definitely supposed to be noticed.
Right.
Lauren, no one acknowledges it, and he just moves a giant cock across his pants.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if he had a huge dick. He's like wild. Like, he's an outlaw now, right?
They have websites
he's really funny.
That give you like sort of the breakdown for whether or not you should show your kids these movies.
Well, I saw it in the theater when I was seven with my dad.
When you were seven, wow.
Yeah, I don't think that's a
big deal. They say, kiss my ass, kiss my ass, kiss his ass. There's that scene.
It's like innuendo.
All right, so here's the parent.
And Shitter's Full is the other one, too.
But I don't care. Little words like that don't bother me.
It's not, I'm telling you.
It's about, for me, what I would not show him if it's a lot of sexuality. And it's not because, like, I just want to keep him innocent. I don't think he should be getting fucking boners around his family at seven and not understanding what's going on. Like,
I don't know about that.
But really, anytime after PG-13's come out, it's pretty acceptable because PG used to have boobs in it and stuff like that.
Yeah, this,
because,
PG? Like, this is like
PG
in the
would,
80s,
yeah, because,
you know?
Yeah, PG and R. PG-13 didn't exist. So that's why they created that middle area.
A woman talks. All right, so these are the things that. So there's sex and nudity. Okay, it's mild.
The fantasy of the bathing suit in the pool.
In the pool.
Yeah.
Woman talks with a man in a lingerie stand. The scene has several innuendos, and the man accidentally replaces the words.
Yes.
Okay, hooter instead of hotter. Towards the end, she briefly shows her thigh to him.
Oh, a thigh.
Yeah, but that's
side boob, possible
it's
side.
It's so
nipple. '80s.
It's when why am I blanking on her name?
Christy
the
Brinkley?
Neighbor. No.
That's not her, right?
From Seinfeld. Julie Louis-Dreyfus.
Julie Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah, and then the icicle comes through the room.
I don't know, Todd.
Yeah, so any sexuality is going to be immediately taken out of his head with the icicle ripping through the window, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're not really having sex. They're starting to hook up. And that's fine, like kissing and stuff like that. Like,
it's not...
showing affection isn't the issue. I just don't want there to be anything, like, really, like, over the top.
You know what movie I saw when I was 10? But I definitely, like, figured out what fucking was.
What?
Showgirls.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy that you saw Showgirls at 10.
Like, well, I mean, kid. I wasn't
supervised.
I
was
12
when it came out, so yeah.
I was beating
was
my
on,
dick. When that
on,
movie
like,
came out,
Showtime
I fucking, I beat my dick for so raw to Jesse Spano. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think Jesse Spano was that hot. She was the least hot of the girls.
Really?
But when she was fucking...
They just didn't dress her right, though.
What?
On Saved by the Bell. They made her real nerdy.
Mm. They did make her a little nerdy. She was also a little too tall and gangly. That's not what you're into, but now that I'm an older man, you know, you want them, they're all great. Look at her fucking bod.
When she's
dog.
Fucking Kyle MacLachlan in that pool, she looks good.
She's flopping?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Do you remember when she, did you
the
see First
terrible
Wives
movie.
Club?
No.
Sadly,
she played
yes.
a 16-year-old girl who
yeah.
Goldie Hawn's husband left her for. Do you
well, she's
that?
Also a hooker in Any Given Sunday.
Oh. Mm. Yeah, her career is,
And better than everyone in this room.
She's, no,
we're gonna trash her, but she's doing substantially better.
This
and she's from
really
Berkeley, Michigan.
Her.
So what up?
I'd for you know, because I guess when it was made, you know, people
it did
like,
hurt
oh,
her.
This is
yeah,
garbage. You know, like people thought it was like now it's like a cult film.
Well, she was the first Miley Cyrus. Like she was the first one to break away from that teen image, and everybody hated it.
Yeah,
no, we all loved it. Nobody hated it. Everyone.
No, that movie flopped and killed her.
Yeah, it really hurt her career.
That is at the time was the most anybody had been paid to write a screen. Play.
Is that
really?
True?
$6 million.
Who wrote that?
The same guy that wrote Basic Instinct.
Whoa.
Oh, it was. Yes, sir. Yeah.
And he was like the hottest screenwriter in
What's
the world.
His name?
I'll remember it in a second.
Because he came up with the idea.
Joe Esterhaus.
Came up with the idea of shows vagina recrosses.
And then after
legs.
That, his career was probably.
And it, the whole movie is supposed to be like a love letter to his second wife, who's named Nomi. But
oh,
it's
man.
Like so heavy-handed. My name is Nomi Malone.
Yeah.
Nomi, I'm alone.
Yeah.
And then like it's supposed to be a Jesus parable. And then he also talks about the symbolism, like her nipples turn red throughout the movie.
Oh.
And it's supposed to be her
Remember
becoming
when they're, like,
evil.
Icing their nipples?
That's her stigmata.
Like, on the
or just becoming the devil. Is it
wow,
really?
I'm getting turned on.
I did not
watch Showgirls again. Her nipples change color throughout
I
the movie.
I never knew that.
Shannon, let's,
I knew the name,
Versace.
But I never knew that other.
It's from
that's
Versace.
Crazy.
Really quick,
that?
Let's switch gears.
Yeah. She says Versace.
Let's switch gears and let's do Scam That Jew. Let's go.
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, we got some scams. Shannon, what we got going on?
Okay, so I have three brand new ones. Here's the first one from Chris Daniel. Super easy scam. When you're checking out a grocery store, tell the cashier you want $40 cash back. They'll tell you to do it on the pin pad. Go through the normal prompts, but instead of choosing 40 cash back, choose 20. The cashier will already have in their mind that you want 40 back and hand you the two 20s. If they notice it and only give you 20, you can play dumb and say, I must have hit the wrong button. Easy. If I win, can I get a pair of Lewis's glasses? Love the show. Thanks, guys.
Nobody get my glasses. It's a very unique, original look, and I'm not letting anybody else touch it or do anything with it.
And if you got $20 from that scam, you can buy 10 pairs of them.
Very true. Mm-hmm. So the other thing is, I don't believe that will work. That is a very, very low success rate. I mean, maybe it will work. If it will work one out of 10 times, I say it's a worthwhile scam.
They can see on the screen how much cash back you put in.
For sure.
Like, you know, so it's like...
For sure.
Who sent this in?
This is a bad scam. It's not a good one.
Who's this guy?
And how rarely do you actually talk to the cashiers at this point? It's just...
yeah.
typing on the thing.
Look, I understand mentally putting in their mind 40 cash back. If they're a fucking real adult who's had a long day, I just don't believe the success ratio on that is going to be high enough to consider mm-hmm. that to be an actual scam. It could, though. Who knows? Who knows? I mean, it could work. I'll try it. I will try it. I promise you right now. I'll try it the next 10 times. And if it works once, I will consider this resubmitting this as a workable scam.
Okay.
Next, Shannon.
Will you send a similar pair of glasses?
No.
Okay.
Okay, this is from Jordan. Sup, doggies. The headset that
comes... Sup, baby boy.
The headset that comes with Xbox One is notoriously shitty, and I have personally had more than four of them break.
I know.
Every time one of them breaks, I go to Walmart, Target, Best Buy, or whatever store carries Xbox products, and I buy the standard headset that comes with Xbox. Once I purchase it, I put the broken headset back into the box. Blah, blah, blah. So the same shit. I've saved over $150 doing this. I've never had to buy another headset. I love the show. Blah, blah. P.S. Shannon, let's see some titties. No.
I mean, that works. Shannon, don't be an asshole.
Now show them titties.
So... I gotta, you know, that will work for anything. It's not just, you know, any sort of electronics. Technically, you could buy it once, go back, return it, put the broken one in there, you know.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's not that creative.
Returning the broken thing or like, you know, this is similar to the sheet scam. See, there's
the sheet scam is phenomenal. I like the fact that you fucking are proving this on the podcast. Very real ass, Heather Marilli.
The sheet scam was a game changer.
Yeah.
I need to do that, honestly.
You should.
I should.
You should. Shannon, let's go to the next one. Do we have anything better than this? These are terrible scams, Shannon. This is not a good one today. It's a holiday season. We're trying to get people to save money for the holidays, and you're fucking throwing them horseshit.
I know. it's not. This is not great. All right. Here's another one. This is from Jake. What's up, doggies? Okay, so this works 8 out of 10 times. My fiance and I went to Olive Garden and discovered this gem. We ordered our food, ate, and just joking around, I slide her ring off and get down on one knee. When I got up, the wait staff clapped, and so did the rest of the restaurant. I've used this in Vegas hotels for comp tickets, Cheesecake Factory, and a bar and grill in the airport. A lot of classy places will want that moment to be special as possible. If Shannon reads this, she gets
pause.
Less due to
classy.
Did he say Cheesecake Factory?
Yeah. Classy.
Oh,
those
my
real
God.
Classy joints.
Yeah, where is this guy
he put
from?
Classy in quotation Garden. Marks.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so
but
he knows.
This is to get, what do they give you, a free dessert?
So you get free garbage
or like
food.
You don't have
like,
that right now. She's like, wait a minute, so they give you a free dessert? Hold on.
No, I'm saying that's shitty. Like, or what do you get? A glass of Prosecco?
Yeah, you could just lie and say it's somebody's birthday.
Yeah, I hate that scam as well. This is an old fucking shit standby
And also,
scam.
That kid did that at Skankfest, and he was the biggest douche.
Everyone hated him.
He faked
a proposal?
And everyone proposal. Saw right there.
And everyone, no, people thought it was a real proposal and hated him.
Yeah.
They didn't care. It was terrible. It was
nobody wants to
cringeworthy. And also, swallow every bit of your pride in order to do this in front of a chick. There's no chick that's going to suck your cock at the end of this because you're fucking. Here's the thing: women don't want to say this, but women don't want you to be cheap. Women's pussies will
absolutely
dry the
not.
Fuck up if you are cheap in any way.
Yep.
It's not even that they want you to, you know. You have to pay for it. When you go on a date, at least the first time, until you're dating seriously, you have to fucking pay for everything.
Right.
Otherwise, this woman's just not going to fuck you. It's just not going to happen, okay? And it's a shame to say it. You want to fucking talk about 2019, all this other shit, you know, feminism. It is what it is. Trust me, Jack.
It is
you
what
get
that
some
is
fucking
true.
Pussy, pull out that wallet. That's how you're going to fuck that chick.
Olive Garden.
If you try to do that, some dumb scam in front of some chick, it ain't happening.
Yeah.
You want one more?
No. Let's try one more.
Okay, this is
not
from
on a first date.
This is from Matt. A little late on this one, but if you go to Disneyland, you can get a pass to skip lines by just lying about your kid. Go to the guest services, tell them your kid is nonverbal and gets anxious in the lines. The employees won't ask if they are on the spectrum or anything like that, or even look at the kid to see if it's true. We have annual passes and do this every time. It's a fast pass you can use at any time on any ride. You can even lie to James and tell him your celebrity gets you to the front of the line. Blah, blah, love you, doggy.
That's a fucking solid scam.
That
right
is
there.
A good scam.
I like
I'm going to use
the
it
the little
now.
Cherry on the top at the end.
Yeah. I'd be like, son, we just got to be real quiet as we go through
hey,
this
hey,
far.
Hey, we don't talk to these fucking lowlives, all right?
Yeah.
You look forward. We don't make eye contact. You say nothing.
I don't care if Mickey comes up to you. You don't say a word.
You say nothing, all right?
Nothing.
All right? And you know what? If somebody touches your hair, start screaming. If somebody touches your hair, starts screaming.
Somebody tries to take these earmuffs off you.
Yeah. Start...
And let's say we don't do the scam. If somebody touches your hair, starts screaming.
Yeah, that's also true.
You don't want anybody grabbing your kid.
These weren't great scams.
That's a good scam.
That last one was the winner.
Okay. You just get a free ticket for the kid only.
But if you get like front of the line pass, that's a $300 deal at like.
Would it actually work
though?
Nonverbal for your whole family to get a front of the line pass for one nonverbal little retard?
Oh. I think you'd at least get two.
At least. Dad and son.
Yeah. You get two out of it. Mm. Like, listen, this little goofball can't speak.
When I was growing up, if anybody broke their arm or their leg, they just kept whatever they got and brought it to the theme park with them the next summer. Yeah.
Oh, their little brace?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, can I say, I'm sorry, when I went to Vegas right after I broke my leg, and I got line skips and free drinks and everything the whole time.
Shannon, it was your tits.
No.
What a moron she is.
It's not true.
One time I broke my pinky, and all these guys...
How many guys have had their legs broken in Vegas?
Yeah. I got a bunch of free... Did you know that if you have huge tits and a broken leg,
everyone buys you drinks?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so crazy.
Did you know cocaine is free?
I broke my thumb 2 weeks ago. I'm actually in debt now because nobody will help me with anything.
I honestly broke my leg and was ignored by bartenders.
Yeah.
Not kidding.
Okay. Well, they can't see it.
Well.
Oh, they could. Okay. I had crutches.
Yeah. I mean.
So do you want to give it to this guy?
No. Little Tiny Tim.
That's not a good.
God bless.
It's a solid scam. The problem is, you once again, you have to swallow your pride, and you have to, in front of your family, do this whole fucking poor person scam. You know, it's fine. It's good, and it does save you a little bit of fucking cash, but it's
like... your kid's going to grow up with that memory.
Yeah, it'll be like, my dad's garbage.
I can't wait to sneak into a movie with my son. We haven't had time to do it. We just went to see Frozen, and there was nothing else out, but... there's going to be a time where am I crazy? But I just want to share the moment with him where he has the thrill of going from one movie theater into another one, and he's going to know that we're doing it illegally.
100%.
And I think it's fun. I think it's kind of a cute, fun, you know, little adventure that he's going to be like, oh my God. And I'm like, don't tell mom. And he's going to go tell his mom. It's fucking great. He's like, mom, we stuck into another movie and ate penises. You fucking asshole.
And secretly, if you buy popcorn, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And it'll just be a thrilling experience for you guys.
Yeah. But that's the problem now. They have seat assignments. So you just got to go in after the movie's already started.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I did that when I was a kid. I went to watch Terminator 2. And what was the other movie we saw?
What about those awesome handicap seats in the front? You could say your kid's handicapped, do the silent thing, and then get those perfect seats.
That is true. Bring him to a silent movie.
You could.
Invisible disability. Whoa. You know.
Look at that.
That's a thing.
Fucking
shut up, Zach. Fuck you.
Well, that was an old show. Assigned seats must fuck up. Certain movies would come out against R-rated movies because they knew kids would buy tickets to that.
Right.
So like the South Park movie, I can't remember what it was. Whatever the number one movie was that week, nobody fucking saw it.
No, we did the same, yeah.
Oh.
And just a million kids across America bought tickets to that and saw South Park.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So assigned seats must really fuck that up now.
Yeah, for sure.
Not all theaters have them, though.
I think most of them now at this point.
Yeah, there's few, like some ghetto theaters and stuff down there. Yeah. For the most part, it's
this
pretty
one I go to in Culver City where there was a hostage situation once.
Yeah.
Like in 2013.
Yeah, I see some movies at the Magic Johnson Theater in Harlem, and it's not
That's the one we go to.
Creme.
I always try to get tickets for 86th Street, but every time they're sold out, and then I go to Magic Johnson, and it's just fucking, sure enough, there's always seats there.
And it's cheaper. Like you go by 35th,
it's half the price.
It's like $20 fucking dollars.
Dude, for a kid, it's $12 for a ticket. Yeah. If I brought my kid to the same movie on 86, it'd be $19.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. Crazy.
The theater next to my apartment is such trash. $6 tickets.
Seriously?
On every Wednesday, all day.
But it's a deal specifically.
But it's 10 at the most.
Yeah.
But it is also a nightmare.
Old people were talking about the price of movie tickets.
I know.
The last three times I've been to that theater... people have been watching YouTube on their phone with the sound on.
Oh, that makes sense.
Cinemark on Tuesdays at some theaters, it's $6.25.
Yeah.
Well, around the country, it's still cheap in nice theaters. Yeah.
They have all kinds of things where you can not pay $20, you know?
Yeah.
But so, in New York, they just fucking gouge you.
I know.
So what happened with this guy getting banned from Twitter?
Which guy?
I'm talking to the producer.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Tell us about your boss, Dave.
Oh, He said some racial things.
He made a few
Yogi banned from Twitter, saying he hopes Baby Yoda dies painfully.
That's right. Yeah. So all he tweeted because everyone's talking about Twitter. I mean, everyone's talking about Baby Yoda.
Everyone is talking about Baby Yoda. I don't even know what Baby Yoda is.
It's in the Mandalorian.
It's a character in the Mandalorian. So there was an Esquire article about it.
That's him. Okay, everyone, I get it now.
It's become a meme.
He's a green mogwai.
This guy said, at Esquire, I actually hope he dies painfully, in reference to Baby Yoda.
That's hilarious.
And he got banned.
What? No, he didn't.
We're looking at the thing.
But hold on, let me ask you a question. Was it reinstated at this point? Go to the guy's name. If it's reinstated because it was... Can I tell you what?
Paul, it was reinstated.
All right, that's why. Because here's what happened. It's such clickbait horseshit, okay? Mm-hmm. This guy was not banned for saying he hopes Baby Yoda dies. He was banned because somebody was confused and thought he was saying, I hope this person dies, and that's a bannable offense on Twitter now. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a person.
A death threat?
It was an algorithm.
Yeah, it's either an algorithm or whatever. It was reported. What happens is if something is reported, I think it's, you know, whatever it is, they have a million things to look at. They go, oh, yeah, I hope he dies. Cool, ban that. You can't say that. And then they said, oh, it's a fictional character. Fine, put it back on. So sort of a non-issue, but the internet likes to make something out of nothing.
Yeah,
I agree.
That's what happened there. But why everyone's obsessed with Baby Yoda is because he's cute? Yeah. Is that what it is?
That's what it is. So he's sort of become a meme, yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I've used him as a meme
Baby Yoda
once on Twitter.
Baby Yoda is 50 years old, apparently.
It's an old baby.
It's all goofy in that place.
I can't get the Disney Plus thing. He is cute. He's got big cute eyes.
It's only like $5. It's got so much shit on it.
Is it every superhero movie?
It's everything.
All the Marvel stuff.
It's a ton of stuff. I mean, I watched Nightmare Before Christmas with my son the other day. Like, there's a lot of stuff on there.
Pull up a list of what's on Disney Plus. Maybe there's some cool shit here.
All the Simpsons.
Yep.
Every Marvel movie. Everything from National Geographic. Everything.
It's getting worse.
No. Planet Earth.
That's a good show.
Okay.
You don't watch Planet Earth?
I've never watched that.
Have you ever had a really good TV?
Should I watch that?
Do I need a really... I don't know if I have a good TV. I have no idea. I have no idea
what
good
TV is. If you have a high-end TV,
it's the shit.
Yeah.
Let's see. Disney movie, every cartoon from the 90s, basically, that wasn't Nickelodeon.
All the old Disney stuff except the racist crows.
Yeah, and some of it... No, the crows are back.
Did they stay?
The crows are back. At the beginning of some of the older movies, it's like... These are a product of the time and do not reflect the views of Disney or whatever.
Yeah, they need to stop that shit. They need to leave all of that.
I think the only thing that's banned
there
is Song of the South.
That's what it was, Song of the South, yeah, where like the slave is like just, it was singing and birds are chirping. Yeah.
Are all the old Kurt Russell Disney movies on it?
But you got to act like, let me tell you something.
I hope so.
There were slaves.
And all the Star Wars too.
There were happy slaves. Were there not?
No, there weren't.
Listen.
Hold on, let me say this.
The ones in the house were happier.
Dave. There is such thing as the happiest slave of all time. There was one guy that can be defined as the happiest slave.
That's true. There was probably a jolly.
Should make a movie about that guy.
Smile and Johnny.
They did. It's Sam Jackson and Django.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
There was one guy who had a really positive outtake on life, and it was like, you know.
I'm skipping sunshine, and I'm always looking up.
You know what? When the days are looking down, I'm looking up. My name is Happy Jack.
Good morning, good morning. This cotton ain't gonna pick itself.
Oh my God.
Oh, I don't mind if the master rapes my wife. It's no big deal. More the merrier.
You know what?
They call it a hot box. I say sauna.
I'm gonna fight inside with a cage on my head.
Oh, I love when you whip me, massa. It really lets me know I'm alive.
That's the movie, The Masochistic Slave.
The masochistic.
Oh, eyes running away again.
Ooh, master, you better get me real good. I was running so good.
Oh, that's fucked up. There has to be a sketch though.
Go ahead, cut my foot off so I can't do it again.
Ooh, yeah, whip me real good. I deserve it, master.
You know my skin's thickening, so it don't hurt as bad as it used to. All them scars.
I say scars look pretty cool. I'm Happy Jack.
Emotional and physical.
Oh, yeah, sure, they burned my daddy alive in front of me. You know what? I can't think of a reason why that makes me happy. It was pretty brutal. He screamed for his life in front of me.
It's so nice to see all those hanging people like wind chimes in the breeze.
Oh, it's beautiful. The way their bones clank. The way their bones clank.
It don't make happy noises, but it's still something sweet to see.
It's like a sweet tea lemonade combination for your ears.
The original Arnold Palmer. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Just a guy looking like the colonel on the porch rocking back and forth.
This is pretty racist. Sorry, guys.
Got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits, you name it! Huh.
That was the happiest slave.
That was Happy Slave's Wife.
Yeah. You could have played Strange Fruit by Billie Holiday. That's much sadder.
All right. We got a couple more minutes here. It's been fun. It's always fun. What happened to this guy? You got to give this guy some real ass dude credit here. This is, where is this this homeless luxury developer?
It's in Vancouver.
Art story, Canada. All right, so this is what I took from the story because I really only did read the headline. But apparently there was a, there's like a place where homeless people sleep, like whatever, like under some train tracks or some shit, right? Somewhere in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. And some real estate developer bought a $4.8 million chandelier and hung it over this enclosure as art.
It's the chandelier.
It's the fucking funniest thing I've ever. A $4.8 million chandelier over a homeless encampment.
Whoa.
I mean, you know what? I'll tell you right now. I'll give this guy real estate of the week right now. Fuck it. Give it to him. Fuck it.
Hold on.
It's been a minute, Shannon. Real estate of the week. This guy. Give me his name, too.
Every night it falls like Phantom of the Opera and crushes one.
He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's ready. He's a real active.
Give me some more information about the story, because this is fucking badass.
His name is Eric Fredrickson.
It's also like, as a piece of art, isn't it? Like, even just step back for the hilarity of it, right? Doesn't it, as a piece of art in itself, just you go like, oh yeah, I understand why that's more artistic. If that's the idea, if it's on purpose to put a chandelier over a homeless encampment,
I mean,
there is something, number one, hilarious, but also it is kind of interesting, and you go like, yeah, it's... I don't know, it makes everyone talk. I think it's great. I got no problem with it.
No, I don't. I think it's deliberately to be a dick, and there's no art about it, but it's fucking hilarious. And the art of it is the humor in it.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I
see
it.
That's what I'm saying, but it kind of is.
No, I think it's it's evil, but it's so funny.
Shadow,
I love
what
it.
What were you going
to
say?
Funnier part, I'm trying to find a part of the video where it shows it. Oh, here we go. So it actually spins, and it goes up and down.
Oh my God.
it's an really art fucking installation?
Can we see it?
I'm trying to find a part where... Oh, there it goes.
Oh no.
It's like, whoa, spinning violently,
so,
and it goes
obnoxious
up and down. It's so bad.
Oh, dude, it goes all the way to the ground and murders a homeless person every hour. It just...
Wow.
Spikes.
It's so good.
It's awesome.
That's so fucking funny.
Look, people love... What are these people saying? That you can turn the volume up. It's fine.
I hope it plays noises. Right, like, wake up, Stinky.
They're kidding, yeah.
Others think the garish display is out of place in a city facing a housing crisis.
Well,
I think it's grotesque.
I think your teeth are grotesque, you old bitch. Defend the display, saying public art will always have critics. Goddamn right.
How not ingenuitive are their homeless, though? Because I feel like if you hung that up in a real scary place, that thing would be stripped.
Yeah, yeah, just
it probably
get a ladder.
Raises up and down like a pinata, like teasing them, you know.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. In New York, they would fucking have broken that thing down and smoked the crystals.
Yeah, they would be standing on each other's shoulders.
Yeah,
yeah.
So the reason why he chose that area, because it is under an overpass, mm-hmm. So he was thinking about how the light and the sculpture would look and how the light would reflect underneath
bullshit.
The overpass.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's hilarious.
It's privately funded, so it's not funded by the city.
Right.
Yeah,
course.
Who gives a shit? Let people do whatever they want to do with their money. If people care that much, go fucking do something yourself. Go help people yourself. That was like that one, the black chick who just dropped out of the presidential race, Kamala
Harris.
You know, she was like, oh, this bitch shouldn't be president, I'll tell you right now. And I hate talking about news, but I just read one quote from her, and she was like, I would need to raise $5 million in 2 weeks, and that's just impossible. And I was like, you defeated asshole. It's like, how are you, like, no, I don't even want to vote for that person. You think that $5 million in 2 weeks is just an impossible, insurmountable task, yet you think you can change the fucking world and become president? Get the fuck out of here. And then on top of all of it, everyone's freaking out online being like, oh, what a shame. There's only white people left in the race. You're like, okay, motherfuckers, go donate to this bitch's campaign then.
And that's the one race you get to say that about.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
There
yeah.
are so many things she wanted to do that are so detrimental to minorities. Like
warthog
she,
hunting?
Well,
right?
Well, no,
she wanted to implement this thing for like, she wanted like
she's from Cali. They
rent
fucking
payments
hate her.
To count
no, Uganda, I thought.
Scores?
Am I wrong about this?
That's like, that'll hurt poor you. People.
I'm confusing Kamala.
She locked up so many people for marijuana. She's done so much shitty things towards minorities. She's not going to get the backing that she wanted. They're not going to back her.
No.
Yeah.
Because she's not pro-minority.
No.
She's faking it.
But it's like, why do you... And it's also, to be honest with you, the reason that the T-Bird's going to win is because people are so hyper-focused on the wrong thing.
The game?
For anybody to even bring up the fact that there's only white people left running against him, it's the reason why he's going to win. Because you guys are so... Like, who fucking cares? Why does any of that shit matter? I've been sort of following it a little bit. I don't like talking about it on the show at all, and we're going to move on from it. But it's, yeah, dude, I just sort of, when you step back from it, it's just so obvious to me that it's like, yeah, guys, don't even mention that. The fact that there's not a black chick in the, who fucking cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? Also, yeah. If I'm trying to get shit done, I don't go to black chicks. That's in my list of people that I'm going to.
And you're trying to get shit dead.
What? Thank you, Zach. Very true. I'm telling you, man. But you're trying to fucking, you know.
You mean you don't enjoy telephone customer service when somebody goes,
doggy? Just yeah, what, tell you something. Think about everyone you've dealt with. That's a great point. Think about every time you've ever dealt with somebody in customer service.
Yeah.
Is it the black chick?
You want to hear a nice white southern twang.
I'll even say a nice Asian
yeah.
woman.
Asian woman. Indian woman.
So you need to renew your passport.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Oh, Jesus.
Welcome
Christ.
To the nightmare you're about to enjoy.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Oh,
so you
want
to travel, nigga.
Louise.
You trying to leave this country. Okay, you think you're better than me?
Oh, did I call you up?
I'm gonna be here
up?
For a while.
Yep.
Did I call you up, motherfucker?
Motherfucker, sit down. Sit down, nigga.
Well, no, it's just they walked away. I will call you when I'm ready. Take two steps back. I'm ready, motherfucker.
Wait, I'm half ready. Just take another step back.
I wish.
You just have to take it. You'd be like, that's what happened when we were flying the first time I went to Jamaica with Kim. And the fucking woman was just abusing her power because we were already running late. And we're trying to rush through. She was like, nah, don't rush me now. It was a black woman. Do not rush me now. And we're like, okay. It's like, what is that? What is that right there? What is that? What is that? And we're like, you have to just not say anything. Because, like, say one more word and I'm going to fucking.
Yep.
And I'm just. The only word coming to mind,
yeah.
By the way. I'm telling you right now.
I wonder what it is.
It was
brutal. It was brutal. You can never give anybody that type of power over you. And you know, look, but everyone has their own place. I'm also not choosing a Puerto Rican guy. I'm not choosing a Puerto Rican guy to be the president of the United States. Are you out of your fucking mind?
No, just open up the border.
I'm Puerto Rican too.
Are you Puerto Rican?
Yeah, my mom's Puerto Rican and Cuban.
Ew,
a mess.
Yeah.
Never.
You don't. You want for president? You want? Look, I'll say Obama. You know, at the very least, for what it's worth, you know, he kind of came off like a president. That's fine.
Yeah,
half
he
black,
did.
He kind of
half black man. I'll give it to
half
him.
Half white.
Yeah.
I'll give half black guy.
I mean, look,
I think
he,
we
he got
an
two
Asian
charms.
President,
he knew what
Asian
he was doing.
Man, white woman. These would all work. Black woman.
Is
we're not
president?
Ready. We're not ready.
I don't know about that. I mean, it's just she's very like corporate and Hillary-esque.
Not a president of the United States. President of like a syrup factory or like, you know, some sort of.
And she's lighter than kid Christopher Reed. I mean, she's barely black.
I love that kid reference.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But she's barely.
Okay. I met him.
I don't even see. Have you?
Yeah.
Was he cool?
At a nightclub.
Did he have
really
a high
nice.
Top?
No. It was trimmed down.
It was the best haircut in the history of man.
So, all right, look. This has been a fun one. We got to wrap this one up here in just a moment. You guys are the shit. I love you both for coming in. Thank you guys. Go support these guys. Watch their live shows. We're wrapping it up, Shannon. Yeah, that just means we're good to put the music on. Thanks. And what else? Friday, I guess there's no live. No, there will be a live show. Me and Metzger are going to record a podcast tomorrow night in Kalamazoo. I'm bringing my podcast equipment. So Friday, me and Metzger, one-on-one, live from our hotel room or shared Airbnb. We might be in a shared Airbnb this time, which is going to be a problem. But either way, guys, thank you so much for supporting the show. Go subscribe at GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP for a 14-day free trial. Get access to every episode of this show, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, and more. Gas Digital Network. It's the future, baby boys. All right, we'll check you on Friday. Peace.
That's all, folks.